Arya cocked her head to one side. "Can I be a king's counsellor and build castles and become the High Septon?" "You," Ned said, kissing her lightly on the brow, "will marry a king and rule his castle, and your sons will be knights and princes and lords, and yes, perhaps even a High Septon." Arya screwed up her face. "Nah," she said. "That's Sansa." She folded up her right leg and resumed her balancing. Ned sighed and left her there. Inside his chambers, he stripped off his sweat-stained silks and sluiced cold water over his head from a basin beside the bed. Alan entered as he was drying his face. "My lord," he said, "Lord Baelish is without and begs audience." "Escort him to my Isola," Ned said, reaching for a fresh tunic, the lightest linen he could find. "I'll see him at once." Littlefinger was perched on the window seat when Ned entered, watching the knights of the King's Guard practice at swords in the yard below.
"If only old Selmy's mind was nimble as his blade," he said wistfully, "our council meetings would be a great deal livelier."
"Sir Barristan is as valiant and honourable as any man in the King's Landing." Ned had come to have a deep respect for the aged, white-haired Lord Commander of the King's Guard.
"And as tiresome," Littlefinger added, "though I dare say he should do well in the tourney. Last year he unhorsed the Hound, and it was only 4 years ago he was champion."
The question of who might win the tourney interested Eddard Stard not in the least. "Is there any reason for this visit, Lord Petar, or are you simply here to enjoy the view from my window?" Littlefinger smiled.
"I promised Cat I would help you in your inquiries, and so I have.